Okay, we spent a lot of time understanding Tohu Vavohu and all of the different applications of Timohin and Bahola. And now we need to get to the big yesod of the Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Dalet, Perek Yud Aleph. And I admit that this has been a very long drum roll because this is a very long, a very important yesod that the Nefesh HaChaim says, perhaps the yesod of his sefer, besides for everything else, all the amazing things that he's explained to us. And it goes like this, if you have it open. Me'oz, this is Shaar Dalet, Perek Yud Aleph. Number of paragraphs in, and that's where we are. U'mi'oz she'nishtal shela. Where am I? I'm in Shaar Dalet, Perek Yud Aleph. And I don't know which volume you have, but in mine it's.
I have the original, the old
So I don't know, but mine it's like nine paragraphs in, or. And it starts off with, you'll see, Baraba Shir Hashirim, Perek Aleph Sivtes. You see that? So in the paragraph after that, Umi'oz.
Hey. Oh, you don't have the same pages. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Umi'oz From the time that the Torah was nishtalshel, linked down into this world. In other words, the Torah we learned came from the Malbush Hanelam. The Torah was there even before the Bria was there. And this is not just Midrashic, this is just the way the world was created. First there was Torah, then there was the world, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nishtalshel the Torah into the world. Kivyachol, so to speak. Mimkar sharsha hanelam, from its hidden source, lazeha into this world. Kimaimarim zal, as it says in Bereishis Rabbah Yud Tes, ba Moshe v'hayrida la'aretz. Like, in other words, there in Bereishis Rabbah, it speaks about the different phases that the Torah itself went through all the generations until it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, Maimon Har Sinai. Ba Moshe, he's Medayik in the Lashon. There's a Lashon we always say, but he's Medayik in the Lashon, or explaining the Lashon, emphasizing it. Ba Moshe v'horida la'aretz. Moshe came, and he was morid the Torah to the earth. So from first word in the paragraph, me'oz, fundamos, like from that time, kol chiyusam v'kiyumam shel kol ha'ilamos hu rak ayidei hevel pinu v'hegyoneinu ba. That's the yesod. Take out that paragraph, that sentence, and frame it. That since the time Torah went through all kinds of Gilgulim and Hishtalshlus from before the Tibriyas Olam Ad Yomeinu. And the big paradigm shift of the Torah was Matan Torah. Because there the Torah came, V'hayridu La'aretz, and Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah, brought Moshe V'hayridu La'aretz, and he brought it into the earth. Now, Hava Amina, okay, so now we have access to the Torah. Or before we didn't have access to the Torah, now we have access to the Torah. Maybe Avraham Avinu somehow knew it, b'nevuah, but now we, every Jew, had access to the Torah. So that's one level, but he says, no, more than that. Since then, kol chiyusam v'kiyumam shel kol ha'olamos, the whole livability, or the chiyus, existence, of all the worlds means Atzilos, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, kol ha'olam, it's not just even the world we live in. Ha'urak al yedei hevel pinu v'hegyoneinu ba. It only comes from us learning Torah. Hevel pinu v'hegyoneinu ba. I mean, I can't even express what an astonishing chiddush that is. It is, but it's important that we all understand it. That it means that not we have access to God's information, but we are the ones that are now. In other words, the Torah was given over. This the remote control was given over to the lower management people in this world, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. He took the Torah, the authority of the Torah, and the chius that the Torah brings to Breishis Bara Elokim as Hashemayim Basaretz, which created Atzilus and Bria and Yetzirah and Asiya. Moshe Rabbeinu took the Torah from Hashem. Hashem gave us the Torah, and now we are not privy to divine information, or we're not just about prophets. What it is that now we have the control. We're in control. From that moment, so when you think about, never think about Har Sinai the way you've thought about it before. It's not that, oh, we had this big Hiskalus and this big Nevuah, but we received control, lower management control, and now the control of Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya is in the world of Tachtonim. We've taken over.
So can I? I mean, the more I think about that, the more bothersome that is. So does that? So what is God's role now? Is he the source of all the kivyochol energy what does God do?
I haven't got a clue, but let me let's first understand. Oh, good. You're as usual way ahead of me. But I need to go step by step. And again, I want to say one more time, the chiddush of everything of this paragraph is that not we have information, but we have control of the world. Let's l'rav chadamil, so let's learn the next sentence. Va'emes bilti shum safek klal. And this is a fact without any, clear without a doubt. Shim haya ha'olam kulay, that if the whole world mikatz ad katzehu, this is his chiddush, panoi chasu shalom afrega echon mamish, if it would have been empty, may Isaac v'ismanish lona b'tayr, from our working in Torah, being that we're the ones, that it's coming, it's bottom-up control, the being that we're the ones that have the control, and so if we wouldn't be Osek in Torah, Berega hayemechrovim kol elomis, then automatically everything would be destroyed. Pure logic. Hel yoinim v'tachtoinim. He's madgish this already the second time. Not just the world that we know, but even the world that we don't know. The world of Atzilus, Bria, and Yetzira. V'hayu le'efes v'tohu. Chas v'shalom. Efes v'tohu. V'chein shifas oirom oimiyutei chas v'shalom. And as much or as we receive in this world, hakol rak kefi inyan v'roiv asat askenu ba. All's dependent on how we are managing the unbelievable responsibility that we have in Asinas HaTorah. So, like to you know, I don't understand why, and I'm not understanding the godly ramification. But let's just understand it step by step, that the simple. Like let's say the Chazal we're all familiar with, let's a few Chazals that we're all familiar with become very, very exciting and active all of a sudden. First of all, Moshe Rabbeinu is bringing the Torah down to Aretz, from Shemaim to Aretz, so he's doing this move. And the Gemara Menachos is telling us that all the Malachim are complaining, whoa, 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 whoa. Where are you going with our Torah? So Moshe Rabbeinu gives them, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Achoyz b'kisei HaKovid v'hachzir lem tshuva. But like, what's their problem? I mean, like, you know, if I have a light on, and then you come and you're reading from my light, you're not taking away from my light, right? So ner lecha ner lemeis. So what are the malachim complaining about? Like, whoa, where are you going with our Torah? Which is what the Gemara says, and the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a system for who knows infinite amount of time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a system of how the higher worlds were created, and then even the world of Asiya, how they were working. And now with Moshe Rabbeinu coming to Har Sinai and bringing the Torah of Hayrida La'aretz, the Malachim are ki'ilu losing control. And that's why the Gemara in Menachos tells us the Sagadata that the Malachim were all saying, like, where are you going with our Torah? And Moshe Rabbeinu's tshuva is peculiar on the one hand, but understandable on the other hand. He says, well, you know, is the Torah is not meant for you anyways. Do you have Kibbutz of Aim? Do you have Lysignov over here? Do you have Lysinov? Do you have Eishes Ish? I mean, the whole Torah is for us. So Mamela, it's our Torah, not your Torah. So Shnayim Oichsen Batalus. You have the Malachim and Moshe Rabbeinu, and then eventually Klal Yisrael, arguing, should the Torah be controlled from Lamala or should the Torah be controlled from Lamata? So the Nefesh HaChaim is saying that now that Moshe Rabbeinu brought this Torah, it's being controlled Lamata. Does everybody understand this yisoid, whether you agree with it or like it or what?
Well, the question is, was the Torah before something different? In other words, was it a Malachim Torah? And then Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it Har Sinai, and now it's a Eretz Torah. So Moshe can answer that, but do we assume that it wasn't necessarily the same form before, therefore the Malachim just haven't kind of adapted to the next step?
Well, first of all, it seems to be Mefurish in the Gemara that the Torah was the same Torah, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. What do you have to do with this Torah?
Listen to that. It's, and then we'll get to it if you want.
So, is somebody saying something? I can't.
I think you need everybody rubbing.
Yeah, I think you have to be everybody rubbing.
Maybe she was saying something. What's that?
Could we define Torah a little bit more precisely? We read the Torah every week at the Bet Knesset and every day in our homes. And it's a chronological lesson in history as well. Is that the Torah that we're talking about, or are we talking about only Tariyat Mitzvot?
As always, that's a very good question, which I'd like to answer. I'm just going to mute everybody. If you want to talk, just talk. You can talk. 1 second. Ephraim asks, when we say Torah, what are we referring to? Similar to Jonathan asked a similar thing. Like, what are we referring to? What is this Torah we're talking about? Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Lamor. Bereishis Bara Elokim, Tariag Mitzvahs, the narrative, does that get included into this, the narrative of the Torah? So let's answer a question in a minute, but I just, besides for understanding this Chazal of the Malachim were hesitant to let Moshe take the Torah, let's understand a more profound Chazal of Loi Bashamayim Hi. So this the Gemara refers to in three places, Taner Shalach Hanoi, etc., where the Gemara has very, very clear, brings very, very clear proof that if you're touching up a halacha, Taner Shalach Hanoi is a din of Tumah and Tara. So we could bring raya from the Shamayim, that this is the Emes. This is the Amos of Pshat. And on this, Chazal answered, right? In other words, the water starts going backwards. The birds are flying upside down. Whatever's happening. They're able to prove from the Bria, Chazal, that this is what Hashem wanted. This is what Hashem meant. Taner Shalach Hanoi. And what was the response of the Chachamim, which is Halacha L'maisa? Loi Bashamayim Hi. That's very impressive, but it doesn't mean anything to us, because that Hani Mili, this is the new Pshat that we're learning this morning. Hani Mili, you could go with the Shemayim before Moshe Rabbeinu was married La'aretz. But once Moshe Rabbeinu was married the Torah La'aretz, it's interesting, the history of what it was when it was Bashamayim. I will lay Bashamayim here. But the Torah is not Bashamayim. So if the Torah is not Bashamayim, so what are you bringing me rayas from Shemayim? That's like, what are you, like a witch doctor? We're going to make the trees. It's unimportant. You know, I had a very fun, interesting thought this morning about this, that I was the successor to Rabbi Beryl Wein in his shul in Muncie, Great Schluss. So Rabbi Wein is Adam Chacham Ma'od. Ephraim, you were there in the shul with me, right? Ephraim. Yeah. So when I came to the shul, people couldn't stop quoting Rabbi Wein this and Rabbi Wein that. Okay, so I've understood it. I walked into very large shoes over there. But one of the things that I must have heard quoted, I don't know if it was 100 or 200 times, was the story that Rabbi Wein told about when he was the head of the OU at one point, the OU Kashrus, and there was a question between Aran and Arashba as to what to do with a certain Kashra Shaila, and then Rav Moshe said one way, and Rav Soloveitchik said a different way. I mean, it's an interesting piece of history, which I know, this is years ago, how to be Noheg, how the OU should be Noheg, became Machlekes, and there was the head of the actual head of the whole OU at that time was Rabbi Rosenberg. So Rabbi Rosenberg listened to the whole Shaila, and he said, famously, Was sagt Gott? That was the famous words. Was sagt Gott? Okay, the Ran says like this, the Rashba says like that, Ramesh says like this. What does God say? And Rabbi Wein apparently said this story over, as he does, repeats many stories thousands of times. And every time I would say something, people would say, you know, Rabbi Wein once said the story, and I heard the story over and over and over again, of Was sagt Gott. And in fact, I know when Rabbi Wein made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, so the shul, together with the yeshiva, created this beautiful, beautiful plaque, and on the plaque it said, Was sagt Gott, you know, and that's sitting on his wall in Rechavia, Was sagt Gott. It was like Shlomo Melech had a ring that said Gamzu Yavor, Was sagt Gott. Now, the emphasis I was thinking this morning, like, who cares? Like, hear me out for a second. Like, Was sagt Gott, we say Lo b'shamayim hi. So, you know, if you're going to have a machlekes, Abaye and Rava, and the Ran and the Rashba, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm very concerned about what God says. But if you're going to have a machlekes between the Ran, you know, between the Paiskim, Rav Moshe and Rav Soloveitchik, as to how to be Noeg here, that's really what's important for us. And this is a very, very deep philosophical thing. And how often can we say, or do we say, that, well, you know, we've lost our way and it's gotten away with us, and the Chachamim are not pshutei shel mikra. But the fact of the matter is, if I read you this again, from the time that the Torah was put into our hands, it all depends on us. So you say, well, okay, but maybe that's like some kind of a spiritual energy that we're giving forth from learning Torah and keeping Torah, but the understanding of the Torah is clear. No. And then another famous chazal is Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Hillel and Shammai having an argument. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Kulam shoalim. which is what Was sagt Gott. You know, how could it, like, either he said this way or he said that way. And the truth is, there's all kinds of philosophical discussions about, well, God is infinite, so God can say two things, and they can be soicer, and even in this world they're soicer, they're not soicer in Shemayim. No. It's unimportant. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim means that Hashem said what he said. He probably said one thing. I don't know if he said either one. Maybe he said a third shot. But whatever his kavana was, it was. But he gave it here to lower management, to us. And now Hillel and Shammai are discussing the Torah. The Torah is Shalanu.
Were there these shoot min Shemayim, certain Rabbanim would take the shalom, write it, put it under their pillow, and they wake up in the morning,
okay,
and get a gilui of what the halacha was? How could you have such a thing?
Ain halacha kemaisim. So that's not the derech of Rabbi Kivager or the Rambam or the Rashba or Rava or Abaya or Hillel and Shammai. They were Isaac B'Toyra. This is the most fascinating pshat you will ever hear, I think, in V'sein Chalkeinu B'Zayra Secha. So the way that we, now there's rules. You can't just say whatever the heck you want, but that's that came with rules. You know, it's not like Baal Tosif, Baal Sigra, you know, you can't just erase Pesukim. But as long as we're within those rules, when we say La'anias Daiti, when we say Elu Ve'elu, Elu ve'elu, Divrei Elokim Chayim. It means to say down here, because there's a triangle of Elu ve'elu, loy ba shamayim hi. So when you're talking about, you know, a triangle, the loy ba shamayim hi, in the sense of havonas hatera, is not even it's not as relevant as what the Chachamim did with it. So it's possible, Ladati, to have a metzias of elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim, and that in any other science would be a stira, elu ve'elu, but in Torah it's not a stira. I'm teaching it like this, you're teaching it like that. Saying chalkeinu b'sar secha, everybody, every single person is teaching it. And not only that, mishnardam, not only that, but as we do this process, we are actually developing the Torah itself. And, meaning, like, if it's not just Rav and Abaye, it's you and me also, if we don't develop this particular piece of Torah here by Aretz, then the Torah is not just, nobody knows that there's no Giloy. It will never be, that piece of Torah will never be. The piece of Torah is an incomplete raw product without the development, without the human development by self. So we are, if we're teaching Torah in a sense, we're value-added providers, you know? Like it's what we're putting into it, which is the purpose and energizing the entire world. Now this is, I think it's a chiddush of the Nefesh HaChaim that he doesn't bring a makar to, and it maybe could be like the Hasidic rabbis were more trying to find out the vas zog gut, but according to this Nefesh HaChaim, this vas zog gut thing is a chiddush of art, and a non Gemara part. I looked and I had remembered, and I found in the Adaras Eliyahu of the Gra, the Rebbe of, and I remembered, and it was even more impactful than what I even remembered. But the Gra in Parshas Mishpatim comments on, and you know, the Gra is Kitzur Lashon, a couple words here, a couple words there, but the Gra was the Gra. So he's commenting on Elu Elaha Mishpatim Asher Tasim Lifnehem. Yeah? Lifnehem means us, or the Bate Dinim, or the Torah Shebal Peh. And the Gaon, I'm saying it in my own words, I'm going to read you three, four words from the Gra, but I'm just saying in my own words that there are so many drushes in Parshas Mishpatim which have nothing to do with the Pshuta Shel Mikra. The most obvious of them is Ayin Tachas Ayin means Mamon, Damim. So you knock out a guy's eye, you don't take out the other guy's eye like the Arabs do. Ayin Tachas Ayin, Pshuta Shel Mikra. But the Jewish thing is what the Beis Din says. The Beis Din makes a Shuma. Chazal darshan this pasuk, however they darshan it. But the Chazal darshan this pasuk of ayin tachas ayin to mean that you pay money when you knock out your slave's eye. An eye for an eye. But here's the lashon of the Gra, that almost every mitzvah in Parshas Mishpatim, Chazal said differently than what you would understand it without Chazal. Kumdrashi, and he says it differently. And Rashi, of course, Mishem Chazal. Here's his language here at the beginning of Mishpatim. Chain, it says in the Mishpatim there, you have to bring the Eved to the mezuzah. Oyel
mezuzah. What's the pasuk that he's going on?
Mishpatim, Perichav Aleph, Pasuk Vav. Vigishu Adonav El Hadeles. The slave wants to become a slave for another 6 years. So we take him to the doorway or to the mezuzah. Chazal say you don't have to take him to the mezuzah. You can take him almost anywhere in the house. Into anywhere by the entrance. So the Gemara said, Oyel mezuzah, Pashti Dekra. And the Gam HaMezuzah K'shera of HaLocha Ikeres HaMikra. Listen to this language. HaLocha, this is the important thing here. HaLocha Okeres Es HaMikra. The HaLocha means that which we have developed Alpi halacha. Halacha. Oikeres, it uproots. Hamikra, the pasuk. V'chein beruba shel parshazu, and that's how most of Parshas Mishpatim works. So you cite from the Gron, Parshas Mishpatim. That ruba shel parshazu, you cannot learn this Parshas Mishpatim without Chazal, because you're not learning the right shot. You're learning what maybe Vazakat, but you're not learning what the din is. V'chein b'kaba Parshas Batayra, and it's not just in Parshas Mishpatim. This is true in many, many Parshas of the Torah. V'chein Migdulas Terasenu Shibalpeh. And this is the Gedula, the big deal about Terah Shibalpeh. Okay, again, is Terah Shibalpeh. Okay, now we have a Hesber, is what did God mean? Or is Terah Shibalpeh based on God? But it's, Hashem is maskim to the Das Chachomim of Teresh Shabal Peh. Listen to his words. Vehi, and this Torah, Mitzha Peches Kichoymer Choysem. You get it? He Mitzha Peches Kichoymer Choysem. Somebody want to venture a translation of that? Can't hear you, friend.
It goes against the psukim.
Now what? Mishapeches kechomer chosem.
It contradicts the psukim.
That's not what it means. Not what it means. Think deeply. Mishapeches kechoser chosem means, Ephraim, you're saying something? No, I can't hear you. Don't
it's
hear.
It's being transformed. Made object, like something that's been created.
Mishapeches kechomer chosem. A chosem is a stamp, like a rubber stamp. And the rubber stamp is different. If you look at the rubber stamp or the metal stamp, the lead stamp, whatever it might be, it's different. When you look at it, you see everything backwards, yeah? Like if you read a word from your rearview mirror. So you read everything is backwards, but then when it gets to the sheet that it's stamping on or the book or whatever it might be, so now it comes out right side up. So there's a difference between the chosem lemala and the nechtam lemato. And there's a difference, same difference, between the Torah Shebiksav and the Torah Shebalpeh. So reading the Torah Shebiksav is like trying to read, you know, like on an ambulance, they have to put the letters on backwards. You're reading backwards. You're not reading something for this world until it hits ground. And then when it hits ground and it's filtered through the Das Chachomim and the Einei Chachomim, you get what the stamp is all about. And so the Goyin, V'lochein Omer B'Gemara, the Gemara in Makis Chav Beis Amud Beis says, Kama Tipshoi Bav Inshi, how silly people are, Dekaime Mikame Sefer Torah V'loikaime Mikame Rabbonon. That they'll stand up when a Sefer Torah comes into the room and not when the Rabbanim come into the room. Because the Sefer Torah is the upper stamp. Yes, have kavod, of course. But the ikar is the Rabbanim the Gemara is very strong. The Gemara calls these people, you know, like if you don't stand up for the Talmidei Chachamim, it's not like you're like a Rasha or you're... Your sacrilege or just a chutzpahdik. No, you're a tippish. Because the only reason to stand up for a Sefer Torah is what it means in our life, and the only way to know what it means in life is the Rabbanan, which can say completely different. That's what the Gros says. That's the pshat. V'chein b'pigol, v'roiv ha-tayra, al-kein tzorech shi'eda p'shutei shel mikra shi'eda ha-choysim. Chen b'Marseya, you need to know the Pshutei Shel Mikra, like you learn your Tanakh, but that's so you know the Chosem, but what's important for us, Halacha L'maisa, is the Nechtam. Gives so many examples. I don't want to, for the Gro, who's Be'Kitzer, he says this is all the Dinim of Kiddushin and all the Dinim of Pilegesh Begiva, where Chazal actually touched up the story of Pilegesh Begiva in a different way that it actually was a Metzias. It was a Metzias that they changed. Kain Kitcha, they weren't Kodesh, it goes on and on. And then he says again in Pasuk, he says it a few times, so let me just show you one more thing. In Pasuk Chavtes, the Pasuk says, Yumas HaRoitzeach. So Gamkein, says the Gra, you see again, Halacha Oikeres Es HaMikra. Before he said that the halacha, the same thing, halacha keres es hamikra. So he says it in Pasuk Vav, he says it again in Chavtas, he says it a few times here. Halacha keres es hamikra. So when we say elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, we mean something different than what you think it means. And you don't require any morals to understand this, because this is all happening here. So I'm touching it this way, and you're touching it that way. And Eilu Ve'ilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Lo Nora. What is Nora is the implications of this. But this is, you know, what he says. That's the Reb Chaim Volozhin, which obviously was Makabel this Yisoid from the Gra. And, you know, let's understand it a bit bit further, if I may, that in the Kabbalistic chart, you have the Keser, and then you have the Spheres. And the Chachma is the giver, it goes on the side of Chesed, giver, and Bina is the receiver. So Chesed, Givura is the Kli. Netzach Hoid. So it's all about like everything else in the Bria. It's all about the positive and the negative. In other words, like Al Derech Mashal, you know, current has no value if it doesn't reach the appliance. Cell phone waves have no value. M4, M5, you know, MP4, MP5, has no value or no damage unless it reaches a receptor. Big controversy now is whether the brain is a receptor for that, like, you know, like, or do you need a cell phone, but or your glasses or something. But the point is, the Erech Mashal, like, just that it's there in front of us, look at all these cell phone waves, you know, and microwaves, and who knows what other kind of waves are right between. I mean, look, we're talking on Zoom, after all. So who knows what kind of stuff is going on here. But it's all meaningless until my voice develops a voice and a picture on your screen. That doesn't mean anything. So the Chiddush here is, let's just understand it, that the Torah was kivyachol, I'm hurting me to even say the words, but I think this is what it means. The Torah was, in a sense, incomplete until it was managed and processed by Basar Vadam. And that Basar Vadam was given the keys in the Torah with the rules, Hillel, Shammai, Abaye v'Rava, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. They were given the keys and they were given the rules, but not just are now they understanding Torah for this world, but they're also giving chiyus into Atzilus Bria and Yetzirah, because it's a Noisein and a Makabel, so the Makabel is touching up the Noisein. See, this is probably also the pshat in Yiftach B'Doyroi Kishmul B'Doyroi. Yes? That the Chazal say that Shmuel was the greatest Navi after, besides Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the greatest Navi in history. Yiftach, you know, when you hear about this, you say, well, who the heck was Yiftach? But Yiftach b'dayra, Kishmuel b'dayra. No difference, because it's each one is the chacham of that dar, and the chacham of that dar is the one that's touching it up for the times that we live, and even that evolves. Hafla v'fela. So this concept is called Malchus. If you look at the spheroids, Malchus is where everything came down. It reaches the earth. That's Midas HaYesod. Heaven touches earth. And the Malchus, it turns Mishapeches V'Halacha Oikeres O Mishapeches Es HaTorah Es HaMikra. What we have now is Olam V'Hifuchai. In other words, the Torah came down, and now Malchus is mishapech, because now it's our turn to take the Torah and not just understand it in the Vasak Gut phenomenon, but actually to be mishapech v'ha'alacha, and what we come out with. Chafetz Chaim says something in the Mishnah Berurah, or Moshe Feinstein says something in the Igros Moshe. It's actually, it shafts the halacha. It's kaveh the halacha. We all know this inyan by Rosh Chodesh. Everybody knows this about Rosh Chodesh. But the Gra says, like leave Rosh Chodesh, you know, that even if Chazal, even if the Beis Din makes a mistake, still it's Rosh Chodesh. Leave Rosh Chodesh. The whole Parshas Mishpatim, v'kapma Parshia Shebetera, you can see this idea demonstrated of how it's all now bottom up. So now we're given the controls. Memela comes out, a gevaldika thing, that it comes out, once we're given the keys, so watch the road, my boy. Because, like, if you're not paying attention, you know, this is not like an automatic pilot here. If you're not paying attention, so then you could be machr v'ilamais. So one more time, this is what the malachim were complaining about. This is what the Gemara means in the few places that it says, loy bashamayim hi. And this is what Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim means. And this is the essence of Malchus. And Malchus tata is the essence in Kabbalistic language of Isarusa de Lasata, where, yes, there was a Isarus milamala, but the Isarusa de Lasata is what we create. Which, if you look in the Parak Tanya, Parak Gimel, and Sefer Tanya, Parak Gimel, and throughout all the Sfarim, is actually much more important, if you will, Isarusa de Lasata than Isarusa de Leila. Mashalama Dover Daima, to a person who's just out of nowhere gets an inspiration. And then you don't do anything with it. That's Isarusa de Leila. You take the inspiration, you turn around your life, make kapolos. You know, you don't go, it's not a revolving door. You don't go out, you know, the same way you went in. You know, I was thinking just a minute ago, like Yitzhak was saying that, you know, it's one of those ironies that, you know, like during a period of time where we all davened on our porch and in our house and a backyard, a lot of people davened with more kavana, yeah? And it was actually like in a certain way, as scary as it was, is, continues to be, it's sort of like a matzav kosem, you know? It was, you know, you go outside and everyone's singing Lechadoidi from their porches and Manishtana from their porches. And, you know, the women were very moved, I know, by the fact that the Kabbalah Shabbos was in the streets. And I say the women is because, you know, they don't usually go to shul. But it's not supposed to stay that way. I mean, you have to be healthy, but it's not supposed to stay that way. You're supposed to go to shul. Like the whole Chazal, all of Judaism is totally in Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. But, and this is just like a good muscle to what we're saying. However, if you don't take the inspiration that you had then with you into this, so then we miss the point. So everybody, you know, everybody is like saying for the last 3 months, oh, the world will never be the same. And I keep saying to my wife, the world will be exactly the same. the world doesn't change. They've gone through many, many plagues and many, many blues. People don't change. They don't change so quickly. Unless there's big Oivdei Hashem, that do change and can change those things around you. So I'm just saying it as a mashal, like oilam kimin hagei hoilech, and that's but the isarusa de lasata, you know, like that, all that, and so many other things that we go through in life, has to be used as a halacha, keres as hamikra. So now that has to become a new thing in our life. I mean, you know, we have to make some kind of a. I just feel very strongly we have to make some type of an essential change within us. For having gone through this, not just to go around and come out the same way we came in, you know, whoa, you know, and then try to remember what happened over there, look at the old newspapers or something. No, like, there should be something different, a different takana. The shul should have a different takana. Not just don't use a cell phone in shul. True, but that's not deep enough. You know, there has to be different mahalchim and kavana and different programs. And different, like, it has to be, I'm racking my brain, like, what that has to be, you know, but there has to be a whole different, you know, the yeshivas are closed, the yeshivas are opening, it can't be the same yeshiva. So that's the, it can't be. So that's the Sarusa de la Ela and the Sarusa de la Sato that we're talking about.
Rabbi Hayden, can I also suggest that maybe also to understand that what you were saying about this, the situation we've had in the last few months, is that although there is an Indian of davening but Sibra, you know, based on Medish, based on Knesset, but at the time that we were in, this was the new halacha to daven on your own, because that was what the time. So it is each time the interpretation for what that door.
It's a very, very, very good, very important example. And you know, and Shlomo HaMelech, you know, was madgish this point that Ace Lichnois, Ace Lekanes, Ace Lefazer. You know, there's a time to love, there's a time to hate, there's a time to be inside, there's a time to be outside, you know. And, but by the way, please don't misinterpret this where I'm saying anybody should do something which compromises their health in any way. But I'm just saying, Bederach Klal, the fact that it was, you know, somebody once told me that he had huge tsaros, you know, all of a sudden, like, it was huge tsaros, and he started to daven, you know, maybe it was tsaros in Parnassa, and tsaros with his children, and all kinds of tsaros, you know. Nebuch, and he took to davening. You know, that was, where does a Jew go? He goes to his tefillah, and he davened, and he said he developed this whole relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he never had before. And then things got better, and his tzaris went away, and Baruch Hashem. And he told me, he says, I go into Shemar Esrei, I really miss that. I miss that relationship that I had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's like, wow. Like, you want the tzaris? Of course you don't want the tzaris. But like, there's something, you take it, take the relationship with you, if I understand it correctly. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us sometimes in those kind of situations to develop that relationship, or to develop the halacha lemaisa as it is. And now, take that halacha lemaisa, zrei hala. Take it further. So, like, these are things that the Sarusa Lasata, but that's just an example. But what you're saying, Yoni, is even more correct, that the halacha that was established became the halacha. Like, that's what the poskim said. Right now, it's time to daven inside. Right now, it's time to maybe not hear Kriya Satira. So you know, we saw with our own eyes, like, how things changed. This is Vazakot. What the Chachamim tell us to do. Who's the Chachamim? Further afield. But Ephraim, you have to push your space bar or something.
Ephraim, you're muted.
It's 10 o'clock.
I don't know.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, you were talking a few times and we didn't hear one thing you said.
I just wanted to revert back to the original question. If I understood correctly, and please correct me if I'm wrong, the Malachim were complaining about losing the keys to the kingdom. The Malchus became now part of our possessions, and we were literally given the keys to the kingdom, because now we were able to use Torah and interpret it in Ba'olam Hazeh. The Malachim were not complaining about the forfeiture of Bereshit Bara Lokim or Tayag Mitzvot, but rather the use of Torah.
The control. The control that you get with Torah, in other words, yeah. And Ephraim, though, but let's not forget, that's true. And the interpretation of the Torah itself. And the interpretation of the Torah itself. Dor v'dorshav. Which is
thank you.
Okay. Have a good tvach, everybody. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, good tvach.
Good job.